You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
The Canadian Opera Company is currently presenting The Barber of Seville by Rossini at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts until February 7th. Bass baritone Joel Allison is in his final year as a member of the Canadian Opera Company's ensemble studio, and he's cast as Fiorello, Count Almaviva's servant. Joel's a young artist who is rapidly rising to marvelous heights in the opera world, and he joins us this morning to talk about it all. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
How's it feel to be dubbed like that?
I'm not used to it.
I've been reading it. I mean, wow, that's great. Now, you had a very interesting evening last night. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so last night we had our first tech staging rehearsal at the Four Seasons Center for Hansel and Gretel. In that opera, I'm covering the role of the father who's being sung by Russell.
Right.
And yesterday, Russell's a little under the weather, so I went on and did that first tech rehearsal for him.
How was that for you?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Good. That means you must know them role really well.
Yeah, it feels very comfortable, and I love working with Johannes, and it was great fun to play on stage with Christina Szabo.
Oh,
there you go.
She's fabulous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, now let's get back to The Barber of Seville.
Yeah, for sure.
So Figaro is at the center of the opera,
yeah.
And the guy who makes it all happen, really. It's a comic opera or opera buffo, fast, furious, crazy, and lots of fun. And here's your first challenge. Give us a précis as to what's going on in the opera and who is Fiorello.
Well, Fiorello is the Count's servant. He is in charge of getting everything organized for the Count's wooing of Rosina at the beginning of the opera.
Mm-hmm.
And in this staging of the opera, Fiorello helps the Count throughout the entire opera, getting ready into his various disguises in order to confuse and to confuse Bartolo.
Sure. Make him think that he's these real characters not who he actually
exactly.
is. Exactly. Right.
So it's a really involved production for Fiorello in mm-hmm. this version.
Mm-hmm. So he's just a servant, but where can you imagine that he might have come from to be this role, to do the character?
To do the character. For me, Fiorello is a guy who grew up in Seville, and I feel like he's a musician, he's very talented, sort of like Figaro, a sort of a younger version of Figaro, very quick on his feet, and knows everything. Everyone knows all the musicians, can go to someone's house and say, hey, I need you to do this.
Okay. Excellent.
That's great.
Excellent. Now, someone who's getting a lot of press and social media buzz is the Italian conductor Speranza Scappucci for her breakneck speed of the overture. You want to tell us what happened the other day?
Oh, yeah. So for opening, just incredible energy in the house from the audience and in the orchestra, and she took that overture off, and just at the end of the audience completely erupted with an ovation and everything. We all backstage were waiting to come on, and they held our call for an extra minute, I think.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And she got the orchestra up and had them do a bow.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
I don't think so. I think the only time I've ever really seen the orchestra take a bow was with Arabella.
Mm-hmm.
Did that put the fear of God into you that she was going to take the rest of the opera at that clip?
Oh, we had in our first music rehearsal with her, when she started the opening scene that I'm in, I nearly had a heart attack. I don't think I've heard a recording of that opening that fast.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
It's so fun. It's so energetic. The staging just sort of happens because mm-hmm. the energy is all in the music.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it makes sense that it could go at that.
Absolutely.
But you've got to have great artists to be able to do it.
Absolutely, yeah. And this cast is just incredible.
Yes, including yourself, I might add.
Oh. Thank you.
Now, the Spanish director Joan Font is the founding member of the Els Comediantes, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, how has her experience impacted the production?
With Juan, he was really so engaging. And there were all these little details with the actors that he was working with. And then his assistant, Chevy, was really sort of the person who put it all together with the ideas and then all the choreography for the singers. And the two of them are this incredible team. They were having so much fun. There were times in rehearsals that we actually sort of had to control ourselves from having so much fun and
right.
actually like, okay, we got to get the blocking done here.
Right, right.
We were just exploring so many ideas and sometimes goofing off a little bit too much.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
No.
Why do you think this might be a good opera for people who have never been to the opera before and they're going for the first time?
This is an incredibly funny story with incredible music that you've probably heard somewhere or seen somewhere in a movie or cartoons.
Right.
And the musicianship is just incredible in this cast with the conductor, Speranza, and every singer just, I think, at the top of their game and in roles that show them off in the best possible way.
Now, sometimes when an opera is very busy like that, there's a big challenge of keeping your eyes on the conductor for the right tempi, just in case you've gone off. What are some of your challenges performing the opera?
There's this one bit at the end of the first scene where I'm paying the chorus for helping us out to sing the song for Rosina. And I have to walk across stage giving everyone their money. And I'm singing sort of to the wings. And I have to cheat out a little bit, but we're right at the front of the stage. And I can't always see Speranza. So there's a monitor sort of in the wing. So I'm half looking at the monitor, half trying to catch her out of the corner of my eye while singing and dishing out all the money.
Wow.
And there's always that danger, isn't there, of thinking you're behind.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, at that moment, because I'm right at the front of the stage, I sort of feel like I'm almost in the orchestra.
Well, that's not bad.
So that's not too bad.
No.
But it's just making sure that I'm not walking to the beat.
Right.
But still staying in time.
Right, that's true.
Doing the old opera walk.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, you're in your final year of the COC's Ensemble Studio, and you're going to be competing in the semifinal rounds of the prestigious Met Opera's National Council auditions in February. How are you feeling about that?
Feeling really excited about that.
Yes.
It's really fun. I had a really great time at the regional finals back in December, and you know, to sing on the Met stage for the semifinals, that'll be, you know, it's sort of a dream come true.
Yes, yes. I mean, you must be very well prepared to think you're having fun.
Yeah.
No
well,
kidding.
The Ensemble Studio, we have such phenomenal coaches. And
yes, true.
Sort of the two things that I got compliments on in the last round were my diction and then my stage presence, which we have two coaches in the ensemble who really help us with that. So Stephen
Leaf
is just an incredible
audition
coach. And then we have this incredible movement coach, Jennifer Swan. And
they
just work with us along with all the music coaching and everything. And it's just this incredible extra piece that we get in the ensemble.
And you've got all this wonderful experience to take with you too.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, to have this amount of stage time as a young singer is just so invaluable.
Well, Joel, I want to wish you all the best. Good luck with those auditions.
Thank you.
It's very exciting. I'm very happy you've got IMG new agents. It's very exciting for you. Couldn't have better agents, really.
No.
So I want to thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with bass baritone Joel Allison about the Canadian Opera Company's production of The Barber of Seville. It's currently on until February 7th, and for tickets, you can go to coc.ca or call 416-363-8231. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.